of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the grace and peace of the victory of Jesus be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
To prepare ourselves to meditate on the Passion of our Lord, let us implore the light of the Holy Spirit to intercede for us and to help us to pray with the angels and the saints. We welcome the Holy Spirit to be poured into our hearts. And as we meditate on this way of the cross, through reflections inspired by St. Faustina's Diary of Divine Mercy, that we may each experience the divine mercy of Jesus in our souls. The intercession of Our Lady of Fatima to grow in conversion and to be strengthened in our trust that nothing is impossible for God. And He brings good out of every evil in order to provide victory of love in our lives. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they will be created, and you will renew the face of the earth. Abba, Father, you give joy to the world through the resurrection of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Grant, we beseech thee, that by meditating on this way of the cross, we may be strengthened in our trust of your never-failing mercy through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, in the holy name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The first station, Jesus is condemned to die. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you,
because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
The chief priests and the entire Sanhedrin kept trying to obtain false testimony against Jesus in order to put him to death, but they found none, though many false witnesses came forward. Jesus spoke to Saint Faustina, and so he also says to us, "Do not be surprised that you are sometimes unjustly accused. I myself first drank this cup of undeserved suffering for love of you. When I was before Herod, I obtained a grace for you, namely, that you would be able to rise above human scorn and follow faithfully in my footsteps." St. Faustina responds, "We are sensitive to words and quickly want to answer back, without any regard as to whether it is God's will that we should speak. A silent soul is strong. No adversities will harm it if it perseveres in silence. The silent soul is capable of attaining the closest union with God." Merciful Jesus, help me to know how to accept every human judgment, and do not allow me ever to render a condemnatory judgment on you and my neighbors. You who suffered wounds for us, Christ Jesus, have mercy on us. Glory and praise forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever.